Pennsylvania parents and families who have lost loved ones to drug overdoses and addiction say there's a need for grief support services specifically tailored to this kind of loss. They're calling on county and state agencies to use settlement money won in national lawsuits against opioid manufacturing companies to fund grief programs. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
There was nothing that could take the pain away when Susan Osterman lost her son Tyler to an overdose in 2020. But she did find comfort through a free grief support program offered in Philadelphia for people affected by drug-related deaths. Now she wants similar services to be offered to all Pennsylvanians who experience this type of loss. Osterman coordinates small peer support groups through her nonprofit, the Philoma Foundation, but wishes she could offer more, like a respite center for grieving families.
Just being around your people and being able to take that mask off, because we're never okay. We're just not. Where you can just take a night, get away. You know, I'd love to have that service offered for people and no cost. Like, no one should have to pay for this with $50 billion coming into the country.
Osterman and other parents and families say they're hopeful that state leaders will use some of Pennsylvania's opioid settlement money to create statewide grief support services and financial assistance for people who need it. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Philly has a broad translator community that allows English speakers to consume work from many different countries and cultures. Sean Gaspar Bai has worked in literary translation for many years. He says that practicing this kind of translation helps to challenge our traditional ways of thinking.
You have access to these works that came up in a different cultural context, a different historical context, a different literary context, and you can see them breaking our rules or not paying attention to our rules because those aren't the rules over there.
Philly area literary translators meet up through a local group, Transversal, for co-working sessions and group events.